Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news from around the globe. A would-be wallet and cell phone thief trying to make a quick getaway on the streets of Old Town was thwarted Sunday when a gang of bicycling Boy Scouts chased down and corralled the suspected culprit before police arrived. "People don't ever want to help, but we teach the guys to step up," said Troop 850 Scoutmaster Barry Wiegman. "They take an oath to help others at all times." The Boy Scouts visiting from Montgomery Township, New Jersey, were bicycling past when a man reportedly made a mad dash and was followed by another man pleading for help. The race was on as the bicycling scouts, 11 scouts aged 14 to 17 and 6 adult leaders, gave chase, eventually cornering the thief until police arrived. Crowds of joyful Libyans, some with tears in their eyes, parted with the 40-year legacy of Gaddafi's dictatorship on Saturday as they voted in the first free national election in 60 years. Libyans are choosing a 200-member assembly which will elect a prime minister and a cabinet before preparing full parliamentary elections next year under a new constitution. Approximately half the people of Africa now own a cell phone, a fact that lies behind a major drop in poverty and rise in GDP across the continent. A majority of its 48 countries are leapfrogging over old concepts and tools and adopting the modern technological versions at cheaper costs than the old. This is true for everything from state-of-the-art well-digging equipment to new seeds and mineral mapping. Even with the impact of the Western world's economic crisis, forecasted growth this year is at 5.4%. Literacy and health are also seen as improving. And our top story for today, for 13 years, Brian Martin kept a book hidden from his daughter, dutifully taking it to her teachers, coaches, and school principals every year to have them write positive comments and messages. Finally, on June 8th, the day of her graduation from North Johnson High School in Kenley, North Carolina, Brenna Martin received a special copy of the Dr. Seuss classic, Oh, the Places You'll Go. "At first, I just smiled and said that it meant a lot and that I loved the book," Brenna said. "But then he told me, no, open it up." On the first page, she saw a short paragraph written by none other than her kindergarten teacher, but was still a little confused. He told her, "Every year for the past 13 years, since the day you started kindergarten, I've gotten every teacher, coach, and principal to write a little something about you inside this book." Initially thinking she was just going to get a cheesy card when her dad said he had a present for her, Brenna received a heartfelt gift more than a decade in the making. Her father turned a children's book that sells for about 10 bucks online into the gift of a lifetime. On her graduation day, Brenna tweeted, "I can't explain how moved I am by all of this, and somehow they kept it a secret for all these years." She added, "Every teacher since I was 5 has written something sweet to me in this book. It is astounding to receive something this moving, touching, nostalgic, and thoughtful. I can't express how much I love my dad for this labor of love." That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.